A values-based life starts here.
Welcome to In Conversation with Heartlines, a show where we try and help you do what's right so that you can fix the things that are wrong.
Welcome to In Conversation with Heartlines, a show where we seek to give you simple principles that can help you transform your life, transform your community, and ultimately transform the country. I'm your host. My name is Andile Maphosa. Story is at the heart of the things that we do at Heartlines, and we want to get into each of our panelists' stories around fatherhood. Brian, talking about your journey with fatherhood. How has it been? How many children do you have? How involved were you, and how big a difference did that make?
So let me first start with my own father experience, which was both good and bad. My father was present. He was with us in the home, but he wasn't active. He never took us anywhere. We lived in Cape Town. We never went to the beach once. He didn't do things with us. And he didn't talk to us. He didn't. But he was there, but he wasn't very active in our lives. He did come and watch us play soccer, but that was just about it. And so I'm really grateful to the social fathers, to the sports coaches, the school teachers, the Sunday school teachers, youth group leaders who got involved in my life and developed me and walked that journey that my own father did not do for me, they did, and so I'm really grateful. But as my own children, my two sons were growing up, I was quite determined to be a different kind of father. I was quite determined to be present and active, to play with them, to play sport with them, to go watch them wherever, whatever they were doing, all sorts of games, all sorts of stuff, Lego, you name it. And I think that it's true to say that I had a really deep, meaningful, very close relationship, which I still have. And the last time I spoke to them was on Skype yesterday, and for both of them. So I'm just grateful to God for the relationship that I've had with my own children and my own grandchildren. My 17-year-old grandson, we have a coffee date over Zoom. He lives in another country. And so we chat over Zoom, and we talk about life, and we talk about deep stuff. So I'm really grateful for that kind of relationship that I have with him.
And I'm certain that they are as well. Nkosinathi?
Yes, sir. Look, I grew up basically raised by my grandfather from my mother's side. And my father was a well-known person in the community, but I never had a relationship with him. I battled because one of the things that I was told was that, you know, by the way, your father denied you, you know, and he said you will see from the child. And that for me was a killer. You know, I grew up with very low self-esteem. I could not believe in myself. Now I was asking myself, why would this guy reject me? Why would he even have doubts, you know? But I mean, I came out looking like him, you know, which was very interesting. And now you walk on the streets, you walk in town, and everybody's saying, hey, you look like so-and-so, you know, you are so-and-so's boy, you know, and yet you don't have a relationship with this person. So it was a very painful, painful experience. I didn't have a really genuine relationship with my father. You know, it's only when I became an adult and I chose to forgive and I chose to embrace my father and I chose to force myself in terms of relationship that things began to change. And so as I'm saying that, I struggled with self-esteem and it was just a battle for me. But then as I was growing up as a young man, I made a decision that because of my experience, I don't want to have a child outside, you know, out of wedlock, which was very interesting. And so this group of friends, you know, growing up in the township, everybody's encouraging you to be involved with a girl. And everybody's saying to you, you must have a child because having a child is like a competition. And then you deny this child. It's part of, you know, the things that are done in the township. But I had this resistance against that because of my own experience. I said, I will not do that. If this is how it feels like to grow up without a father, then I don't want this for my children. And I made that decision earlier on in my life. And it helped me to really be responsible in my journey. And I think, of course, you know, giving my life to the Lord and just being involved with the church helped me so much in enforcing that decision. And to a point that I got married. And as a result, when I got married, I, by God's grace, you know, I had my children in marriage. And, you know, I had taken a decision that if I impregnate any woman before I get married, I had taken a decision that I would marry that woman. That's how strong the resolution was. You know, I was just so resolved because of my experience of the absence of the father. And now that's why, as I'm married, I'm involved in my children. I love them. I was there in the world, like Olive Phillips mentioned. And I've been there. I've changed, you know, the diapers, I've watched them, I've seen them grow. I was there when they were sick. I've done it all. My wife sometimes would go and work and be away for a week. I would stay with my baby because I had no issues. I was enjoying because this is something that I was denied. And I felt that my children should not be denied this. And so even now, I have an amazing relationship with my kids, you know. It's always a competition in my house that, you know, they are daddy's kids. And my wife has to compete for that. That's how amazing things are. But I love it. I love it. And I'm a proud father. I could do it again. I mean, for men that are out there, all I can say is that you're missing out. You're missing out, man. Come on. All right?
I see the similarities in that your father figures were not present, or they were present but not positively active in your life. Mm. Each of you made a determined decision to not repeat the same pattern in the next generation. Hats off to you, gentlemen, for making that decision and then sticking to it as well. Oli, I wanted to bring you in here. Brian mentioned social fathers. What are those? And how are they important in closing the gap of positive parenting?
Well, I mean, social fathers such as uncles, if I had to bring it into the language, our vernacular, we make a distinction between Babu Mnani and Babu Kulu, small father and big father, loosely translated. There is those social fathers within your family ecosystem, but also you have your soccer coaches. Brian speaks about how those soccer coaches, his teachers at school, played a very crucial role in his life. Those are important. We must never underestimate men who step in right in the nick of time and offer support and offer counsel and advice to young people. If we did not have those social fathers in our lives, I don't think we'd be sitting here having this conversation. So those are important, and we're basically wanting to elevate that conversation, where we sort of had an understanding. Yes, the uncles will be there, and the coaches will be there, and the teachers will be there, the youth pastors will be there. We want to elevate it and make it, just as important as your biological father being a part of a child's life. So that's who they are, and that's the role they play in the development of a child.
Listen to Mashatsi Mashua share his story about being fathered and then becoming a father.
When I was quite young, I think probably when I was about 2 or 3, my father decided to go back to university, and I actually lived with my dad in his university room. My father would wake up and very early get me ready and take me to the creche and then go and attend his lectures. It was unheard of to have a father than being the primary caregiver. But it really was important in forming, I think, the role of a present, active father. In 2014, actually 2013, we discovered that we were pregnant. It was a big moment for me. I was filled with so much joy. I moved from being excited to, oh no, there's a baby that's coming. I need to be ready. And so I started reading every book that I could find on parenting. My mother had warned us that the problem with baby books is that the babies don't read them. She went into labor. It was early hours of the morning. I was just trying to be a very useful person in the room, but I must say that I was not helpful at all.
My father always tells a story that I found him a little bit annoying during the birth. You know, he'd been practicing that script in his mind, you know, that I want to show her that I'm there, you know, every single moment I'm going to be there. Poor guy, he was like all over the place, but that's because he just wanted to... He wanted to show up and do the best. He was so cute. He was so cute, but that's okay.
But it was just such a, you know, such an amazing moment receiving her. When the baby's born and you hear that first cry, I still remember the protective instincts, because I felt like they weren't holding her as delicate as I would have. I was like, be careful. You know, I've been waiting for 9 months to meet a baby. Being a father is not a secondary parenting role. I'm not there to just play support, that it's the mom who does this parenting thing. You're not just helping, this is what you do. This is your responsibility, and it's a manly thing.
We've learned how to lean on each other's strengths, so our family responsibilities have rather leaned on who is strong at what, as opposed to a man is supposed to do this or a woman is supposed to do that. I don't do bedtime routine at all, because it's just difficult for me. He goes in there and he just knows how to calm everybody down. He's not just there to only love the kids. He wants to be active in the act of parenting. He's always made sure that his role is felt with presence, with conversation. He plays with the girls. He listens to their stories. He humors them.
Sometimes, you know, as fathers, we tend to be encouraged to play the bare minimum. That's the old story, though. The new story would be that we consider fathering much bigger of a category, not just I'm like the helper. It opens up amazing opportunities to play an important role in your baby's life. I'm very excited to be a Father's Matter ambassador. I really believe in the message. You have a role to play, and let's do it together.
And that's it for today. We hope we've left you inspired as we learn and grow together. To continue this conversation and to connect with more values-based content, visit our website at www.heartlines.org.za. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Heartlines ZA.